Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour, my portfolio of information is open wide, as is Jennifer Warnes and Victoria Keelan's. I'm Doug Steffen, here to focus on anything and everything. We have put out a call to the corner of the universe, summoning all kinds of different ideas and insight, resources, and whatever else is needed to manifest what we need to do to bring you up to date, up to speed. The answer is to questions. For example, why is Dr. Fauci not on Joe Biden's COVID task force? Anybody got an answer to that question?
Nope.
No.
Because he's currently on this one? Would be my guess.
But I thought he was the expert. He was the known commodity.
Well, they're working together, I think, the two task forces.
It actually surprised me that he wasn't named as part of the task force, because typically you'll have a few of the people who go from administration to administration to try to ease the transition, and something like this, especially the way Fauci sort of become a hero to the left, I'm surprised, I was surprised he wasn't named.
Maybe that's exactly why he isn't, because maybe he's considered too controversial now. I don't know the answer. I'm just throwing out theories that could be.
That is of note? Do we have doctors, professors,
doctors,
health experts, all
it
doctors?
It was the former, the Surgeon General under Obama, and then
former head of the FDA.
Yeah, so it's two Obama administration people, and then one university professor, I think, from Yale.
Ah, okay. So Biden is going to make calls to governors, apparently, asking them to make mask mandates mandatory. How's that? When you make something that's a mandate mandatory, it might even work. If they don't, Biden.
So when he talked about the mask mandate, that's totally, it's just unconstitutional. You can't do a mask mandate from the federal level. It's just not, it would not stand for about 30 seconds.
But being in the bully pulpit, you get people to think about it maybe a little bit more than they are. So, some folks aren't thinking about it.
Well, his way around it is to try to go to the governors and get the governors to all agree to a mask mandate locally in their own states. Also think, I don't know. I mean,
well, it depends.
I don't know which states are under them right now. Right. Yeah. I mean, the fact that is that they're totally unconstitutional. When you challenge them, you can get them thrown out.
Yeah.
But, there's still an ask involved, and I don't know how many governors are going to say, well, we're not doing that. See, that's what I always thought was so strange about that being kind of the number one thing that Biden said he would do to get rid of coronavirus, because, and I know we've talked about the exceptions, but I think by and large, broadly, the country is abiding by the masks. They're wearing the masks. So
more so than was the case a few months ago. That's true.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But not in states that have been hit so hard. Look at Utah. Utah now is in a state of emergency, and the cases went up over 13% just from last week. Utah was a state that completely rejected wearing masks. And a lot of the states that got hit hard later on, they totally rebuked it. So I don't know. I still think there's a conversation.
I was in California over the weekend, and I saw pretty much everybody.
California has been doing that.
Yeah.
And we're spiking hard right now.
Here in Massachusetts.
And Gavin Newsom came out and said, oh, we're going to have to shut you guys down again. Not that we're even reopened.
What are they attributing it to? Because in New Jersey, like I said earlier, they've been contact tracing and indoor dining now, and all the bartenders who have become spreaders.
There's no indoor dining.
My family, they've been very, very cautious. All the members of my family out there have been very, very cautious. Miles, my grandson, has got a space mask. It's very cool. He's very happy to show everybody how he puts it on and when he wears it, why he wears it, and that sort of thing. So there's good news on the vaccine front as the Pfizer thing continues to move forward. As I think I said earlier, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important cog in the medical information wheel on this program, says his word was, he sent me a text last night and said, very exciting, which means he's looked into some more of the info that's been available more than the average person can find. And he says that that he can see it being used by Christmas in certain circumstances, and certainly by Valentine's Day. That's why I came up with what I did before. So let's hope that that is the case, because we need to relax and move on. I noticed that Ben Carson, who's the HUD secretary, and an overall good guy, I've always liked him. He's been fairly quiet during the he knew how to duck, I guess.
I just love Ben. I just think he's like solid and just, yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
But yeah, he's got COVID. Mark Meadows, there's another little mini flare-up.
I think that we're going to hear more of it because they were all together on election night without masks on.
So
the pictures, there are a lot of pictures of like the 400 people who went back and forth. There were two different parties. There was the Trump hotel party and then the White House party. So I don't know.
I have this feeling. I also have another dire prediction, and I don't wish it on him because of our politics. But I was watching Chuck Schumer this week, and he was speaking on the floor along with Mitch McConnell about the election fraud stuff and the allegations of it. And he was coughing his brains out. And he was one that was on the street celebrating with no mask after the Biden announcement on Saturday. In fact, they caught him on camera. I don't know if you guys saw that clip where he said, I'm going to take Georgia and change the world. Well, he said it. He had his no mask on. And then when he realized there was a camera there, he puts the mask on and said it again. And he was, I mean, I was worried for him. My mom and I were watching his speech from the floor of the Senate, and he had to stop about four times because he was just coughing.
I mean, aren't they all
like
getting tested, though?
I would, I mean, so they're
because
doing
Mitch,
that at the White
Mitch
House,
McConnell,
too.
Yeah, because Mitch McConnell, well, they stopped doing the rapid testing at the White House because it wasn't that accurate. But Mitch McConnell hasn't, you know, he's been pretty vocal. He hasn't even been to the White House since mid-August because he said he doesn't agree with how they're handling the virus. And he put in restrictions in the Senate. So I think everybody gets tested every day.
Well,
but with how old all those senators
stories.
Are, dude, if one goes down in that place,
I know.
Smokes.
Yeah.
There's two very different stories happening around the world. The virus has been spreading fairly rapidly. And so now there are records being set for cases. However, number of bodies are not the same
right,
as they were
much
when
less
before.
Much right.
less deadly. Anyway, so do we need more harsh measures? Do we need to ban indoor gatherings? Do we need to have officials more in control? Or can people actually use their common sense?
Well,
you know, there's a lot of smart people in this country.
I've heard a lot. Common sense is one. Well, common sense seems like it would just be that and simple and common sense. But I'm hearing a lot of Thanksgiving plans from people who are mixing households and they're going outside of their pods and everybody's acting like it's Thanksgiving as usual.
You know what? I'm glad. And I'll tell you why. Because my grandmother quite literally is probably having her last Thanksgiving this year. And the fact that she's going to be robbed by not seeing her family sucks. And so use your best
responsibility. You don't want her to get the virus.
I don't want her to die. But the truth is that she's heading in that direction. And it's awful and it's sad. It's something I've been kind of dealing with privately because I haven't wanted to, like, I haven't even really wanted to talk about it yet. But the fact is that it's bad. And I want to spend a holiday with her, and she wants that too. And if we make that decision, tell the government to jump. I'm so
do
over people.
Well, the government
lives. Do you know we have wasted an entire year of our lives? Do you know how many of us are never going to get this time back with our families? And so we have to be smart in our judgment, and we have to be responsible. And I understand all of that, and I am not taking COVID lightly. I've had it. I get it. It's serious. But we have to make our best judgment.
Yeah, I'm with
and
you
I think
on
the
this
fact,
point.
I figure that the government coming in and saying, well, you can't do X, Y, Z. No, I'm sorry. There is stuff that's just more important, especially for a virus that most people are beating. And I don't know.
Your grandmother would be the highest risk. I mean, that's the thing.
Right,
like
and so if someone like me who's already had it and had antibodies,
risk,
and if you want to take the risk,
but Doug, there's no Thanksgiving mandate that Thanksgiving can't happen. There are guidelines that a lot of doctors are saying people, you should have Thanksgiving within people who live in your household. There's no rule or law or anything. You can do whatever you want to do. My point is, and unlike Jen's situation, which I understand, but my point is, I'm seeing and hearing about a whole lot of people in, you know, on my husband's side of the family and a whole lot of people that I've, you know, that are acquaintances that are doing these big Thanksgivings with a bunch of people driving in from other states. And that becomes a super spreader. That's just stupid. We started talking about common sense. That doesn't make any sense. You can skip one Thanksgiving with your friends. In Jen's case, I understand
can
that's extenuating
what if,
circumstances.
I mean, this is the thing. We're acting like we have guarantees in our lives. I mean, we could all walk away from each other today, and God forbid somebody could get hit by a bus. Somebody, I mean, whatever it is.
We're not doing Thanksgiving with my parents because, you know, they're not going to get hit by a bus. They're at home. But, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Anybody want to send me a slice of turkey, I'll eat it up because I'll be here with Daisy.
I don't know. I don't want you to miss time with your parents. I feel like it's
I don't want to miss time.
I see them outside. We're not doing Thanksgiving dinner. We're going to go over and see them.
I see them
all the time, but one meal isn't a big deal.
The fact that we had a meal, my family and I, for my birthday over the weekend in California, and we were talking about what Miles, my grandson, is going to be thinking about this. He's about as resilient a human being as I've ever seen, and how he adapts to stuff. Maybe partially he doesn't know, but he's getting it. He understands a little bit about the election. He understands a little bit about what's going on in the world because of his own world. He's got a computer that he's never seen before that he's learning how to use so that he can be in class with people that he's never met. He kind of understands that, but he's rolling with it. Maybe youngsters are going to be more able to roll with this stuff. But I kind of agree, thinking about, maybe my birthday brought me around to thinking about as much as anything else, that there are times that will not come back to us because of this stuff.
And I'm not saying be crazy.
It isn't so much
of, you have to weigh
the risk. I'm angry at the source of this, at the root of it. 18 after on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license number 56, and NLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat, that 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted, and the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Christmas! The Jonas Bros. Like it's Christmas! They've made a surprise appearance in an upcoming Netflix series, getting their fans into the holiday spirit with an appearance on the romantic comedy series Dash and Lily. Who knows anything about that? Anybody know anything about
it? It looks cute. Yeah, I think it's either 6 or 8 episodes. It's a limited series.
Yeah.
And it's a holiday theme, and it's based on there's some young adult books, the series that are bestsellers called Dash and Lily, and they've got a bunch of different things.
Okay.
It looks really cute.
Cute. All right, anyway, they're going to be in the series to perform this hit at Hudson Yards in New York City. Nick Jonas, also executive producer on the series, will make a cameo on the show. In addition to singing, Dash and Lily, which is available to stream now on Netflix, based on the young adult book series Dash and Lily's Book of Dares. It's an 8-episode story, as you suggested, Victoria. Follows cynical Dash and optimistic Lily as they trade dares, dreams, and desires in the notebook that they pass back and forth.
Well, at least they have alliteration happening.
Yeah.
But, dreams, dares, desires.
Dreams, desires. Yes. Nice. Did you notice that, Jennifer?
So there we have alliteration, actually. It's like a challenge and sort of a game you can play with yourself sometimes, you know.
Right. Yeah, it is. All right, 25 after the hour here on the Tuesday DJV program. Excuse me. Tori Amos announced a 4-song holiday EP called Christmastide, which will come out there.
I've heard about her forever. Right?
No, where has she been? What's going on with her?
I don't know. She was a big deal for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. How old is she, would you say? 40s?
She's got to be way older, but she's got to be older than me because I remember all the girls that were angry in my age group loved her.
Yeah.
She's 57.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Anyway, this release will include 4.
Let me just say for the record, she's much older than me.
Oh, yeah. Right. Bye-bye. This release includes 4 original Yuletide tracks with her vocals and the piano playing accompanied by 2 of her longtime collaborators, drummer Matt Chamberlain and bassist John Evans. With Christmastide, it was important to be positive and to try to lift people's spirits, said Ms. Amos. This time of year, it should be joyful with family and friends It also can sadly be a very lonely time of year for some. Many families be unable to be together. We were just talking about that because of the obvious. A lot of people are dealing with the aftermath of the election as well. So she said, I hope these songs contained in this wonderful package can be a small treat to help along the way. Christmastide available digitally and on limited edition vinyl with illustrations by graphic artist Rance Hosley, along with a special Christmas card and a message from Amos herself. She released her best-selling memoir, Resistance, a songwriter's story of hope, change, and courage, last May. She was also scheduled to go on a book tour during the spring, but that was cut off, again, for pretty obvious reasons. So, what do we know? What was she associated with before, ladies? Just
angsty teenagers. This. Yeah, I don't know. She was kind of a dark
in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
90s like and early 2000s.
Sort of like a Lilith Fair person, right?
Very Lilith-y. Yeah, for sure. But darker. You're right. Darker than like a Sarah McLachlan or Jewel.
What is Lilith? What is that?
No, the Lilith Fair tours.
Women.
Folk singer.
Oh.
Like a folky pop, basically.
Yeah, okay. Back in the day. That was huge.
Got it. Speaking of that sort
I bet
of
your daughter went
stuff.
To Lilith Fair.
Absolutely.
You should ask her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Megan definitely went to Lilith Fair.
You think so?
Or
absolutely.
Wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
She either went or tossed around the idea, probably.
I didn't hear anything about it, but that doesn't mean I don't hear everything. I didn't. I'm the edit. Not. There's an edit when it comes to Dad. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay down, and calm. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court Tuesday considered the fate of the Affordable Care Act for the third time since the health care law was enacted in 2010. A couple of the justices, including Justice John Roberts, indicated they were unlikely to drop the entire law, even if the individual mandate is deemed unconstitutional. 2 hours of oral arguments looking at the constitutionality of the individual mandate, the requirement that people purchase health insurance or pay a penalty. The penalty was removed by the Trump administration in 2017. The Democrat Party secured control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but with a slimmer majority after winning at least 218 seats. Democrats secured the majority after 3 wins late Tuesday. Incumbents Kim Schreier in Washington, Tom O'Halloran in Arizona, and Jimmy Gomez out in California. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The NBA is gearing up for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena, or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NBA draft is being held November 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Senator Mitch McConnell is reelected for his eighth term. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his eighth term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate too if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who push this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Wait a minute. No, it's not. Although, close, though. 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I see that Mickey D's is going to begin testing a meatless burger called the McPlant.
That's a terrible name for a burger.
What do they have?
Why don't they do like a mushroom? Right? Like a McMushroom would be perfect.
McMush.
Like a mushroom burger.
Mm-hmm. And so, will you eat this stuff? Dunkin' Donuts has one. Subway has one. Burger King has the inescapable burger. What's it called?
Impossible.
Inescapable burger.
It chases
you all over.
Yeah, right.
So, will you eat it, the two of you?
It depends on what it is. If it's all soy and crap, then no.
Well, what is it going to be other than that? What would be the possibilities of...
It could be Well, the impossible, is it the impossible? One of the, there's the impossible and then there's the beyond. Well, I don't remember which one's which. I think maybe the beyond products are at Dunkin' Donuts and impossible is at Burger King. One of them is just all soy and terrible and the other isn't. I just don't know which one's which.
I tested
I mean,
the one.
To do a million
I've
years
actually
ago.
Tested
there was, a McVeggie burger. A long time ago, and it was more like a vegetable kind of patty, and it was good. I guess maybe back then there wasn't enough demand for it. Now there is. So, but McDonald's, I don't know who's run. Not that I'm a big McDonald's fan. I'm not a fast food fan really in general, but I don't know who's running McDonald's because they're the chain that has fallen the most during the pandemic. They have had they're the slowest to the to the meatless trend. Like I don't know what's going on with them. They're just not – they're bringing back the McRib. It's like that's their answer. Oh, well, we'll spike sales. We're bringing back the McRib since it hasn't been around since 2012. It has the same remember I told you last week it has the same five chemicals that are in a yoga mat? That's
yeah,
it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right, too. You did say.
And barbecue sauce. Leave it alone.
All right, let's move over
to
Dairy
Queen. You can literally slather
your
yoga mat in barbecue sauce, and it would be the same thing.
For those of you who are into what's going on at the Queen – they're bringing back the frozen hot chocolate for holiday season. How can you have something that's frozen be hot? Would be the question.
Well, we talked about this, I think, in the DJD download. The frozen hot chocolate is the signature drink of Serendipity, the restaurant in New York City. And so basically it's the flavor of hot chocolate, but it's a frozen dessert. It's delicious.
Why not just make it the flavor of chocolate? Hot chocolate and chocolate tastes like chocolate.
Well, no, hot chocolate has a distinct flavor. It's not like a chocolate milk. It's not like the same as a chocolate
milk. Not in my house, it doesn't.
Okay, well, in your house,
In your house, weird things happen.
Yeah, very strange things happen in your kitchen. I don't know.
Really? I have, actually, to let you know, I have raw milk that I mix with and some Ovaltine. And a chocolate protein powder.
And a nice piece of salmon.
Right.
Well, might have a little of that.
That's breakfast. Yeah.
Right. Here we are with the food report on the DJV program. Diet drinks may be as bad for your heart as sugar-sweetened beverages. Yes, they are. Yeah, they
no,
are.
No.
Yeah, that's because you drink
follow
all that
the
crap.
Science. Follow the science.
Yeah. Scientist Jennifer working on... Yeah, my sister's been addicted to Tab.
Ew, and it's that's gross. Gross. What? Wait,
that's
terrible. Cool aspartame.
First of all, you can't make fun of her for drinking Tab when you just told us you drink Ovaltine. Both of y'all are stuck in the 70s. Like, I didn't even know that either of those drinks existed.
They just canceled Tab. She's probably going to be really upset. They still made it, which I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. And they just, I read a story maybe a month ago that they were just finally going to discontinue it. Because
research
maybe
only
your sister buys it.
Right.
That those who drank lots of these beverages with artificial sweeteners have a higher risk for heart disease, just like people had. You know, there was no. This was one of the biggest ruses pulled on the not just the American people, but people around the world. Diet drinks are better for you. Bunk 'em. They aren't better for you at all. I told my sister that at the beginning.
No one ever lost any weight.
I don't want all that sugar. Well, what do you think you're getting in place of the sugar? And my sister
Fake
is...
sugar, and that's how we like it. So just back off.
Send her this study, because the scariest part about this, earmuffs, Jen, is that the what's considered high consumption was 6 ounces a day. That's half a can. That's not even one can of diet soda a day, and that's considered high consumption and raised your heart disease risk by like 35%. That's no joke. And by the way, heart disease is already the number one killer of women. It's not breast cancer, which a lot of women think it is. It's not. It's heart disease. So,
and breast.
Yeah.
Well, breast cancer, I think, is number 3 or number 4 in there. Anyway, this new research finds drinking diet soda may also raise the risk of stroke and dementia.
Probably the sodium, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of salt or sodium.
Does not help you. This is a good conversation with Dr. Jack.
What were we talking about?
Well.
Jen tuned out. Jen, just go back to your crystal light from the 80s on your Craftmatic adjustable bed.
Man.
Did you love crystal light, too?
When I was a kid, I liked the lemonade, but I don't know. I haven't had Crystal Light since I tried the Miranda Lambert cocktail, because she does Crystal Light with rum. It's not good.
Oh.
Do not recommend. Do not. She carries it around and, like, goes to bars with it. And so I thought, oh, maybe that's a good. No, not good.
Crystal Light and rum.
Yeah, she calls it a rum or Margaret.
Do we need to have a discussion / intervention with Miranda? Because,
yeah.
Wow.
Everybody know who Emily Harrington is?
No.
Nobody knows who Emily Harrington is. Emily Harrington became the first woman to climb the granite formation known as El Capitan in Yosemite.
Cool.
Have you seen that? It's really very, seeing somebody, well, I always like it, you know me, I don't, the sex and the race and stuff, I don't like it to be the reason for the story. I just think that when somebody does something really special like this, it deserves attention. But this woman must be something really special to be able to, it takes, you realize the formidable, to free climb something like this straight up, what strength you have to have in your arms, forearms, your fingers, your feet. It's really quite it's quite a sensational achievement, frankly. So congratulations to Emily Harrington, who did that. Last Saturday, after Notre Dame's football team won 47-40 in double overtime over Clemson,
People were so ticked off about that, by the way, because
Biden
did his acceptance speech and it interrupted the Notre Dame Clemson game. People were distraught over the fact that they missed out on that game.
Well, then they, at the end of the game, they all ran out onto the on the field, and there were no masks. Field. You know, that was one of the things that was all over social media. And so the
It was caught on the telecast, too.
Yeah,
Was the kids. I mean, the thing is, though, like, I don't understand the point of this. They said, oh, well, we're only operating, the stadium is only for students, and we're at 20% capacity. 20% capacity is 11,000 fans.
The podcast that I do and program every week turn a lot of these same stations called Your Hidden Power is a tribute to our sixth sense. And in the current Your Hidden Power podcast, we have a lady named Rebecca Dawson, who's from Australia, who has written a book that really is very cool, a focus on what she's been in private practice for 25 years or so, a lot of consultations. She's been doing a lot of research on the shifts that are occurring for the Earth and humanity. There's a new book called The Agreement out, which she talks about. It's raising your consciousness, right? That's really what it kind of all... Some people say with the election of Joe Biden, our consciousness level will go up. Well, I don't know about that. When I hear that the World Health Organization is going to be back in the fold, I got to question that. But anyway, there's lots of focus on, in terms of what goes on in the outside world, the different world, the psychic world, the astrology, that sort of thing. Mystic Uri Geller is on this podcast every week. So if that's something that's in your wheelhouse and it sounds like fun, check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and LS Consumer Access.org, number 33. Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Another name in the news today, Viola Smith. Sounds like an actress, Viola Davis, but Viola Smith, not an actress. She actually was a drummer, and she wrote a letter to President Harry Truman, actually she wrote it to FDR during World War II, asking why not let girls play in big bands, because there were no women playing. There aren't many now, even, in most of the bands. There are, you know, some of the symphony orchestras have women playing in them, but they're still not, I don't think it's equal by any stretch of the imagination. So somehow or other, her message got to Harry Truman, and he had her especially do a solo at his inauguration. Passed away yesterday at the age of 107. And then there is the story of a lady, young lady, 10-year-old English lady. Can I call the 10-year-old a lady? No, I guess I'll call her a girl, right? Nandi Bushnell. She found an audience on YouTube. She issued a challenge to Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, and they had a battle of the bands, sort of, and that has propelled her. I guess the Dave Grohl was fascinated with her, and now she's all over the place as being the youngest really good professional drummer around. I love those stories. Don't
yeah,
you love
cool.
I think it's just
yeah,
so sweet, those things. The Supreme Court has become more and more lenient on issues regarding juvenile life sentences. And so now the Supreme Court is looking at halting leniency. Why? What's the...
Because the more conservative judges have been against it. RBG was kind of like the champion of that. And
yeah.
So that was one thing that if you're under 18, she got that sort of ruling passed that it wasn't a life sentence, but now mm-hmm. It looks like it might get reversed, depending
on
where Amy
yeah,
Coney Barrett, too. Depends on her stance.
10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Uri Geller is now with me. I'm Doug Steffen. You knew that, and you know Uri Geller. If you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know that beside being my friend, somebody who has helped me a lot, he's a contemporary, yet he's a mentor. Is it interesting, when we grew up, you and I are both the same age, a month or so older, your birthday's coming up, I'm a month or so older than you are, and as we survived on our own, basically, as kids growing up. And I wonder, in terms of how that shaped us, what was the most important thing maybe in terms of you and your, I was just talking with somebody about how I was pretty much alone. You had your mother, and I know that you lost a sibling, didn't you? Didn't your mother lose a baby? Don't I remember that as part of your story?
Oh, wow, Doug. Doug, you're starting with something very emotional. You better not go there, but yeah. Unfortunately, very sadly and tragically, my father didn't want children and my mother had to go through 8 abortions and I'm her 9th child. Yeah. She basically fought for me. But let's talk about something more, fun and lighthearted. I'm outside my museum and believe it or not, the youngest mentalist in the world is a young man. He's 16 and he's called Nevo Abutbul and, he is freaking out the world and I predict that he is going to be the next Uri Geller worldwide. And the reason he's here with his dad, who used to be in the Navy, an officer in the Navy, is we're doing a TV show together in about half an hour. And he speaks okay English, so his name is Nevo. Ask him whatever you want. He's the youngest mentalist in the world.
Hello, right. Hi, Doug.
Hello, Nival. How are you? I'm never surprised at who Uri has hanging around when we have our conversations. Always very interesting people. What do you think about Uri? Why are you hanging around with him? You're a young mentalist. He's an old mentalist. Are you looking to learn from him?
Uri is my mentor. I'm following since I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. We are We are keeping contact. He is helping me. He's teaching me a lot about life, about how to live the fame, how to get used to the fame. And he's like a second father for me, you know. He's helping me a lot. He's sending me good energies. And I think, you know, to learn from the best, that's the best way to succeed.
That's right. You're right about that. What about in terms of how do you handle success? Now, that's a great lesson. What are you learning from Uri about how he has handled success? I know the answer to it because Uri and I have been friends for years and years and years, and we spent a lot of time together. So I get a kick out of how he handles it because he doesn't take it seriously. How about you?
The first time that I met Uri, he told me to be kind, to be humble, to always help others, to be good to people. You know, if there's someone wants a picture, always take a picture with them and ask and answer to their questions. That's just one thing that Uri taught me about success.
How do people find you?
Well, I have my website. I have my Instagram account. It's Nevo the Mentalist in the website.com or Nevo _ ABUTBUL. That's on Instagram. I've been the finalist of Israel's Got Talent first season. And I've been a part of the Israeli news in the morning.
And let me just add that he's going to do America Got Talent. Probably Simon Cowell is watching his videos. And I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to go to America very soon. You know, COVID.
All right, so let me ask you for some help here. You know that the fellow who was the biggest naysayer with regard to you, Mr. Randy, has died. How do you teach Naval how to deal with people who will say he's a fake?
Look, because mentalism is kind of on the borderline of, yes, is it true, is it not? Well, most mentalists try to kind of cover the aspect of, it is real, but I'm not telling you the truth. So you make up your own mind, the people at home who are watching. James Randi, God bless him, rest in peace. He was my best publicist. I mean, for 50 years, it dogged me, and he tried to debunk me. So what he did, basically, these skeptics don't really know about public relations and publicity. As long as they spelled my name correctly, I got it with open arms, and I'll end up with what Oscar Wilde said 100 years ago. There's only one worse thing in life than being talked about, and that's not being talked about.
Exactly, being ignored. Uri Geller, no chance of that. Check out Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Find out how that museum, that fascinating museum he's putting together, is coming along. Tell Mr. Naval that I was happy to chat with him. Uri Geller here at 59 past the hour with Doug Steffen.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.